We are learning Maseches Erevin, Daf Nun Beis Amud Aleph, and we are beginning four lines from the top of Nun Beis Amud Aleph. Amar Rami Bar Chama, Harei Amru, we said, Shavas Yesh Loi Dal Rames. We said that someone who goes with his feet somewhere, and Ben HaShmashas, he's Shavas there, he's Koine Shvisa, and he gets 2,000 Amas each direction. Not only that, he gets where he sits, 4 Amas as well. And we learn after the pasuk shvu ish tachta, which means that person gets his place under him. So that's when he goes there ma'ar baraglav. What about if you put a bread there and you're not there? It's not shvu ish tachta. What's the halacha? Hanoisin eseruva yeshu dal rama. So you're like, Rami Chama's question was that if someone puts an erev there, puts a pas there, puts a piece of bread there, does he get four amos or not? And the question is because it's not shvu ish tachta there. There he's not actually sitting there. It's not his. It's not actually under him. Because he's not there, just his bread, does he get that dalar amas or not? What's the halacha? Amar Rava, Toshma, le omru ma'arvim bepas, el hokel al oshesh loyetse biyar v'raglav. Our Mishnah says that really the main thing is being ma'arv v'raglav. This is Rabbi Huda talking. Really the main thing is doing erev with your feet. Why did they tell you could do erev with a bread? To make it on you that you don't have to go to yourself, you can send the shliach. And the amris ein loy, if you say he doesn't have four amris, so the pas is not only a kula, it's a chumra, because you're losing your four amris when you put bread there. So how can you say the whole point of the pas is to be makel on you? It's being machmer on you. The amris ein loy hay lahakel lahachmeru. If you put bread there, it's machmer. You lose four amris. You lose your four amris. So it's a raya that there's a din four amris by bread also, because it's mashma. All it is to be makel, not to be machmer. So Gemara answers, no, you could have said that really you lose your four amas, and still it's worth it. It's still a kula. The mice is still gaining, you don't have to go out into your makam shvisa, and you're sending a shliach there with the bread. So it still would be a kula on you, even though you're losing four amas, it's still worth it. So it's not a raya for Mishnah. And even though it's not a raya for Mishnah, halacha l'mais we paskin that even if someone puts an erev there, gets four amas, and because there's a bunch of rayas from Gemara's before, Daflam Beis Mabeis, and the Gemara is there that says someone who puts down his Erev, he gets four Amis. So that's Halach Lamaisa. Here the Gemara has a Shiloh, but stays with a Shiloh, but Halach Lamaisa is even if someone puts a pass down, he gets four Amis, just like if he's Shavus there himself, he gets four Amis. So the Mishnah Vaita. We are going to learn this Mishnah according to Rashi's second shot later on in the Gemara, and that's how we'll learn this Mishnah and learn the Gemara. Zokta Mishnah, Mishi Yetse Leilech Be'ir Shema Arvin Ba. Someone wants to go to the next city where it's within two Tchumi Shabbos, so he can put an Erev in between and walk there. So he wanted to go to that city. And Erev Shabbos, he headed out to go to that city. V'chziru Chaveiroi. And his friend said, no, go back, it's not a good time to go now. And so Shabbos, can I go tomorrow? Because the case over here is that when he went back, and so he said, let me just make my shvisa to be in that specific place that's in between the two cities. That's what he wanted to do. And he said, I want my erev to be there. So the next day, he could go, Hu muter leilech, v'chol bnei ir asurim, and all the people from the city cannot go. And the reason why they can't go, divrei Rabbi Yehuda. That's Rabbi Yehuda's shita. The reason why they can't go is like we said in the Gemara in yesterday's blat, according to, we're going again, Rashi's second shot, that since the Bnei Yair did not leave, so they are considered Ashirim. And since they're considered Ashirim, they cannot make an Erev by saying, Erev b'makom ploini. They can't say that Erev, see that down there, that spot is my Erev. You have to actually be there or send your bread there. But they can't say Erev b'makom ploini. The Ashir can't do that. So he himself, who left his house, he's like an Ani. So he could say Erev Makom Ploini, so it works. But the rest of the people in the city cannot do that because they are Ashirim and they can't do that. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. And since they can't, the Erev is no good, the halach is they get the city. They get the tchum of the city at least, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rameya argues on Rabbi Yehuda and says, Kol, and it's Bavuyer later on, the Pshat and Rameya is that he holds that they are all considered an usher. Even the guy leaving is considered an usher. He's not considered an ani. So he says, Kol shuyoch la'arav la'irav reizu chamar gomel. He says, the guy is considered a chamar gomel. The guy who made an erev, and anyone for the city also the same price, who says, erev makom ploini is a chamar gomel. Why? Because he's an usher. And a raise, and then saying an Erev Makom Pliny does not work. But he also did not want to be Kodesh Shvisa in the city he's in now. So therefore he loses the direction the other way. And he only retains the direction towards the Makom Pliny where he wanted to make his Erev. So Chama Gamal means that he schlepped two ways. All he has is 2,000 amas. He doesn't have 2,000 amas from each direction. He only has 2,000 amas in one direction between the Makom Pliny and his city. He only can walk from there to there. That's what Chama Gamal means. And the reasoning is because once he said he wanted to make a Shvisa of Makom Pliny, even though it didn't work, but it's enough to say that he doesn't want the Shvisa of his city. And he gives up the Shvisa of his city going the other direction. And therefore only has the direction towards the Makom Pliny, which is the 2,000 amas going towards Makom Pliny. So he's going to raise the Chama Gamal, that's Rav Meir's Shita. So Machlekes Rav Meir of Yehuda again is really if the guy who leaves is called the Ani or Asher. That's the Machlekes. Rav Yehuda holds the guy who leaves is called the Ani and the rest of the city is Asher. And according to Rav Meir, everyone is considered an Asher. And hopefully through Gemara we'll explain this again, Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda. First, the Gemara explains Rav Yehuda Shita, which we explained already up here the Gemara before, which is the same Gemara here. It said in the Mishnah that someone who decided to leave towards the next city, and his friend said, you know, go back, it's raining, don't go. The halach is that he's allowed to walk there, but not, the other guy is not allowed to walk there. He's allowed to walk there, he's not allowed to walk there. The rest of the people from the city are not allowed to walk there, only he himself is allowed to walk there. So Gemara says, Ma'ishta'iyu, right after the Mishnah, Ma'ishta'iyu, U'ma'ishta'inu. What's the difference between the person who left and made his Erev towards, who made his Erev towards the other city, and Ma'ishta, the people from the city, the Ashirim in the city, what's the difference in these two people? These two, the people of the city, and the person himself who made the Erev. Why one, the Erev works, and why by the people of the city, the Erev does not work? So Amar Rav Huna, Hachamai Eskinin Gashos Hashnei Batim. The guy has two houses. This is for the whole city. They all have two houses. They have a house here and they have a house in the next city. And between them is two Tchumi Shabbos, which we make an Erev. Iu, him, Kimin the Nafak Leila Orcha, since he left his house, Havale Ani. He is an Ani, and therefore he could say Erev and Makom Pliny. The law is that even if you're Rav Yehuda, like we said, like it's a riot to Rav Nachman, if you're not going to go there with your feet and not going to put your bread there, and you just want to say, my Erev is in that specific place 2,000 amas away, that's what he wants to say. It only works if you are Ani, not if you're Asher. So since this guy left his house, he's like an Ani. And it works, the Erev. Havli Ani. Vahani Ashirininu. And the other people of the city are Ashirininu. Therefore, the Erev does not work. And according to Rav Yehuda, the Erev does not work at all. And they get the Shvisa of the city, which they are, the existing city, which they're in right now. We learned in a brisa also like that. This is a bringer raya that we're talking about a case with two houses and there's two Tchumi Shabbos in between. Just Mishas Shnei Batim. Someone has two houses, one in this city, one in city A, one in city B. Of name Shnei Tchumi Shabbos. In between them, there's two Tchumi Shabbos. Kimish Hichsik Bederech, Kona Erev. Since he left his house, he's kind of the Erev, the Rabbi Yehuda. And we're talking about a case where he left his house, someone made him return, and he said, my Erev is a Makom Pliny. Divri Rabbi Yehuda. Now, yes, I can Omar Reis Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says even more. Afilu Motso Chaveroi. Even if his friend found him, va Omar Loi Lind Poi. You know, stay here, stay in the city, don't go to the next city. Eis Chami, it's hot too. Eis Sini, it's too cold. Delmachot, the next day, Mashke Mahalach. You can use this Erev and go. Now, what is Rabbi Yehuda arguing on Rabbi Yehuda? What's he adding on to be Machlekes Amarayim right here? What exactly is he adding on? He's saying something more. He's saying you don't need as much as Rabbi Yehuda. Even on Phil Matzah Chavei Ram Alim Pai Eischam Yisina, it's enough, and it's called a good Erev. What is exactly is Rabbi Yehuda adding on? Is Machlekes Rabba and Rabbi Yehuda? So that's where it comes up right now. I'm a Rabba. Loimar kuliyama loy pligi. Now there's two pshatim in Rashi. We're going to Rashi's second pshat. Rabba says that everyone agrees that you have to say Erev b'makom pliny. You have to say that I want to make the Erev down there. That's pashut. Everyone agrees you have to say that. The whole machlokes of Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda is ki pligi lahachzik. The machlokes is, do you have to be on the way? Do you have to be on the way? That there you have to say, did you have to be on the way to in order to say this? According to the Tanna Kamma, you have to leave your house and be on the way to say Shisasi Makom Pliny walk. That's the only way you're called an Ani. It's the only way you're called an Ani. But Rav Yosef Yehuda comes and says that you don't have to, even if your friend found you in your house and you didn't leave yet, you still could work. It still could work. Since you wanted to leave, you're like an Ani. That's the chiddush over here. Just wanting to leave, according to Rav Yehuda, is enough to be called an Ani. We have this guy, he wants to go to the next city. He says he wants to go, and someone says, don't go, it's too cold. So you didn't leave your house. You didn't actually walk out of your house, according to Rav Yehuda. You didn't actually walk out of your house, according to Rav Yehuda. Still, the halacha is, even though you didn't walk out of your house, you're called the Ani already, according to Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda holds, you have to leave your house, actually, and then someone says, don't go, go back. That's when you call the Ani, and you can say, she's also about complaining. We're handling it to make an Erev, not by walking into the place, and not by putting your bread there. You're saying, my Erev is in that place. Makom Mesuyam ahead. It only works by Ani. Only works by Ani. So Kuliyami, you have to say this thing. I want to make an Erev there. And Machlekes is, are you called the Ani by just wanting to leave, or you actually have to leave? That's Machlekes Rabbi Huda and Rabbi Huda, and that's Rabbi's Pshat. So read inside one more time. I'm a Rabbi Leimar saying Shisasi Makom Pliny Kuliyami Le Pligi Tzarch. You have to say that. Ki Pligi Lahachzim. Machlekes is, do I have to actually leave my house and in order to be called the Ani? That's Rabbah explaining Machlekes Rav Yehuda and Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda and the Braisa. Rabbi Yosef Amal Hachzik Kulam Le Pligi Tzarech. Everyone agrees you gotta leave your house and start heading out to be called the Ani. Ki Pligi, where is the Machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosef Yehuda? Loimar. The Machlekes is you have to say actually Shisasi Makom Pliny. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you need both things. You have to leave your house and you have to say Shisasi Makom Pliny. According to Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, he holds, you don't have to say it. Why? It's a non-sadi that I'm heading out there, I want my maker Erev there. I want to go to that city. I have a house there, I want to go there. So it's a non-sadi, it's an Erev, even without saying anything. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, you don't have to say anything. That's the Machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda. So it comes out, Silifi, Rabba and Rabbi Yosef, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you have to actually say Shavuot Shema Complaining, and you have to actually leave your house. So I just want to speak out something. It comes out, if you're a mayor in our Mishnah, even though you say Shvisasi Makom Pliny, it doesn't work. Because our Mishnah said, Rameir says, Areza Chamagomo. What's Pshat and Shalacha? So like we said over in the Mishnah, Rameir holds that even when you say this, you're not called the Ani, you're still called the Asher, and therefore it doesn't work. And since it doesn't work, so therefore you're blind B'Chamagomo. It doesn't work. So you lose your Shvisa, full Shvisa in the city, existing city. Why? Because I wanted to go there. So therefore, I only have space between here and the proposed Erev. That's where Rameya holds. So it comes out really, if you think about it, there's two machlekes in Rabbi Yehuda and Rameya, in our Mishnah. One machlekes is if the guy leaving is called the Ani or Asher, and there's another machlekes. If someone's called the Asher, like the people from the city, do they lose the Shvisa of the city? According to Rabbi Yehuda, they don't. Since the proposed Erev did not work, you have a Shvisa of the city. According to Rameya, Since you wanted to make this proposed Erev, you're showing you don't want your Shvisa city completely, and you lose the Shvisa on the other direction. The other direction, you lose the Shvisa. And that's the halacha, that you only get the Shvisa in between your city and the proposed Erev. But upon him, back to our Gemara of Rabbi and Yosef, we have Mechlekes in Rabbi Yehuda, we have Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda. And if you're Rabbi and Mechlekes says, you have to leave your house. And according to Rabbi Yosef, Mechlekes says, we have to actually say, Shisasi Mekom Pliny. So Kaman Ozla, one of the first the wide line of the Gemara, Kaman Ozla, Hoda Amma Ula, Misha Hichzik Bederach. Ula says someone was on the way to the next city, Vechzira Chaver, his friend said he have to go back. The Lach is already a Mukhzir or Mukhzik? He's a Mukhzir and a Mukhzik. What does that mean? He's returned and he's on the way. What does that mean? He Mukhzir, Lama Mukhzik. If he's went back, so why is it called a Mukhzik to go on that direction? He Mukhzik, Lama Mukhzir. So Gemara answers Hach Kama. Ava Pisha Mukhzir, even though he went back, is still muchzik. He still has this Erev, and he still has a way to walk to the city tomorrow. So what does our Ula say? Ula says you have to be hichzik b'derech, and your friend said you have to come back. So Kaman, who's this like? Rav Yosef, Aliba, the Rav Yosef, Rav Yehuda. This is going according to Rav Yosef, Aliba, Rav Yehuda. That's what it's going like. Because here, Ula, by the case of Ula, you don't see the guy said, Shvisasi Makom Pliny. You don't see he said, I want to make a Shvisa on that Mesuyim Diga place. He never said that. Uli never said, they just hichzik v'derech. And it's, the halacha is he has Erev. So that's like Rav Yosef, who says, everyone agrees you have to leave, But Rav Yosef, Rav Yehuda holds, you don't have to say Svishasa Makom Pliny. So Ula is like Rav Yosef, Aliba the Rav Yosef, Rav Yehuda, who holds, you don't have to actually say Svishasa Makom Pliny. Another Maisa, we want to see who is going according to Rav Yosef or Rabba. Rav Yehuda bar Ishta, I see like I call the pair of Nasim bar Ishia. Erev Shabbos, Rav Yehuda bar Ishta brought a present to Rav Nasim bar Ishia, brought a big basket of pears. And now he had to head back home. Kiava Azul, when he was stepping out of the house, he waited, Shafke waited at the Nochas Darga until he stepped 1 foot out of the house. Then he tells him, Amalei Bishacha, sleep here, and tomorrow you'll be able to go home. Lamacha Kadam Azul, tomorrow you'll go back home. What's the Pshat? Because here's Hichsik B'derech, and you start on the way, and it's like he said, Shishasim Makom Pliny. Like you made an Erev on the way back to your city. So come on, who is this like? So the Gemara, Rav Yosef, Rav Yehuda. It sounds like Rav Yosef, like Rav Yehuda, where everyone agrees you need Hichsik B'derech, and you don't have to say Shishasim Makom Pliny, because here you don't find that this Rav Yehuda by Ishta said Shishasim Makom Pliny. All he did is leave home, and it's a non-sadi that he wants to get home, so he means to say Erev Makom Pliny. That's like Rav Yosef, according to Rav Yehuda, who holds that you only need Hichsik B'derech, you don't have to say Shishasim Makom Pliny. According to Rabba, Kuli Alma, you have to say Shishasim Makom Pliny, the whole Mechagas of the Hachsik. But according to Rav Yosef, according to Rav Yehuda, you don't have to say it. So it's a riot of Rav Yehuda. And we're like, Rabba, Valiba, the Rav Yehuda. It can even stim like Rabba and Liba, the Rav Yehuda. And according to Rav Yehuda, it's even Rabba, according to Rav Yehuda. And here the case was, Hitaka said it. The Gemara doesn't say it, but Hitaka said Shishasim Makom Pliny. That's the case. You can tell me if that's the case. So it could be Rav Yosef according to Rav Yehuda also, not Dafka Rabba according to Rav Yehuda. So Rashi explains, because we always pass like Rabba, Kenega Rav Yosef, if we wanted to say a case that's halacha lemaisa, so we said it could be going according to Rabba according to Rav Yehuda, and the case is over here that he said, Shisasi b'makayim pliny. That's what he said, Shvamakayim pliny, and then stims even fi Rav Yehuda.